We do not plan to increase our offer to the union. As far as I'm concerned, under no circumstance. We will not meet with the union as long as they're on strike. When they're off a strike, and assuming they're not decertified, we will meet with the union and try to negotiate a satisfactory contract. Relatively, it's going quite well. We're operating somewhat in excess of 50% capacity. We could increase that. We've determined until we feel we're in total control of the system that we will not increase that. Also, as you probably know, we have some rather severe weather in the Midwest, and our first priority is safety.
Can you tell us about possible decertification of the union and impound of the strike fund?
There has been a court action to impound the strike fund to $3.5 million. We are going before the National Labor Relations Authority this morning and ask for decertification of the union. The last offer we made in present value is exactly the same as the first offer. Mr. Pauli asked me about 11 o'clock last evening if he could phase the increase in over a period of time. For that reason, we phased in over a longer period of time. It would have given him a larger increase in terms of where he would be when the next negotiation started, but in present value, it was the $40 million originally on the table.
Well, we will seek whatever a penalty is appropriate under the circumstances in each individual case. It is certainly one of the penalties that is provided for in the law, and in appropriate cases, we could very well seek that penalty.
What's appropriate?
Well, that depends upon the fact of each case.
What makes the difference?
I go back to my fine question. How much would you like to see the union fined every day?
Well, there's no way to answer that question. We would just have to wait until we get into court, see what the circumstances are, and determine what position we would take in the various cases under the facts as they develop. Well, I'm sure we will when we reach that point, but there's no way to pick a figure now.
Mr. President, will you delay your trip to California with chance that the strike is still on this week?
If any situation should arise that would require my presence here, naturally, I will do that. So that would be a decision that awaits what's going to happen. May I just, because I have to back in there for another appointment, may I just say one thing on top of this, with all this talk of penalties and everything else. I hope that you will emphasize again the possibility of termination, because I believe that there are a great many of those people, fine people, who have been swept up in this and probably had not really considered the result, the fact that they had taken an oath, the fact that this is now in violation of the law, as that one supervisor referred to with regard to his children. And I am hoping that they will, in a sense, remove themselves from the lawbreaker situation by returning to their posts. I have no way to know whether this had been conveyed to them by their union leaders, who had been informed that this would be the result of a strike.
Your deadline is 7 o'clock Wednesday morning for them to return to work?
No, I said, wait a minute, Wednesday morning. Yeah, 48 hours.
11 o'clock Wednesday.
Yes.
Such strong action as your first action. Why not some lesser action at this point?
What lesser action can there be? The law is very explicit. They are violating the law. And, as I say, we called this to the attention of their leadership. Whether this was conveyed to the membership before they voted to strike, I don't know. But this is one of the reasons why there could be no further negotiation while this situation continues. You can't sit and negotiate with a union that's in violation of the law.
And their oath.
And their oath.
Are you more likely to see criminal corrections for the leadership than the ranking five?
Well, that again is not for me to answer.
Mr. Secretary, what can you tell us about the possibility of the military air controllers and how quickly can they get on the job?
In answer to the previous question, we will move both civil and criminal, probably more civil than criminal, and we are now have papers in the U.S. Attorney's offices under the Attorney General in about 20 locations around the country where we'll be involved in two or three principal people. As far as the military personnel are concerned, they're going to fundamentally be back up to the supervisory personnel. We have about 150 on the job supposedly about a half hour ago. We're going to increase that to somewhere between 700 and 850.
I'm going to leave the questions to you.
Thank you for Are you ready to hire other people?
Yes, we will, and we hope we do not reach that point. Again, as the President said, we're hoping these people come back to work. They do a fine job. If that does not take place, we have a training school, as you know. We will be advertising. We have a number of applicants right now. There's a waiting list in terms of people that want to be controllers, and we'll start retraining and reorganize the entire FAA traffic controller group.
Just to clarify, is that deadline 7 a.m. Wednesday or 11?
It's 11 a.m. Wednesday. The President said 48 hours, and that would be the 48 hours.